The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Healthcare workers defamed, bullied, and fired. And they're telling their story. Still suffering from the consequences of their bullies. The big bad bullies on the left and the globalists. Remember when the left acted like they cared about healthcare workers? Which was all fake. They clearly did not care about healthcare workers whatsoever. They only care if they're doing their agenda. So during COVID-19, oh my gosh, the left was like, healthcare workers are the greatest. They're the frontline heroes. We got to give them free meals and everything else. So long as they carry out our agenda of making it look like there's a giant pandemic when there actually wasn't. And that we'll use remdesivir and we'll overwhelm the nurses by creating COVID wards, where we send everybody to the COVID ward. And then the nurses will think, oh my gosh, we're overrun. Except for, no, you're not. The hospital is half empty. It's just they're sending everyone as a COVID patient because they were getting paid to do so. You could come in for a motorcycle accident and you would be classified as a COVID patient. In fact, the famous case of that guy that died in the motorcycle accident was declared a COVID death because the hospital got paid extra money for doing so. So the nurses don't always know what the hospital administration is doing. But if there was ever a nurse that tells you, oh, I worked in a hospital, we were overrun, they clearly don't know that half the hospital was empty, or they do know, and they should understand, you weren't overrun. They sent everybody they could to you for money because they were getting extra money for labeling every single person a COVID patient. And that's the truth. Okay, I don't blame the healthcare workers. I'm a friend of the healthcare workers, and I feel sad for the ones that were defamed, bullied, and fired. I'm calling out the left because they fake like they care when they don't. Remember, you'll get the true colors of the left when they find out you don't obey. Talk politics and religion with someone who's a far lefty, and they will hate you if they find out you're a Trump person. But it's more than that. They'll hate you if you don't obey whatever the government says. You believe in freedom? You want to make your own choices? Now they hate you. And that was proven. The very people that held up signs saying how much they care about healthcare workers, a few months later, when the healthcare worker said, I'm not getting vaccinated, being forced to be vaccinated, fire them! Destroy their families! Starve them to death if you have to. But we cared so much about you. You're our heroes. We just want you fired. So who was the left's heroes? A healthcare worker that bows down and obeys like a slave to the government. Then you're okay. Now you're approved. See, the left likes healthcare workers conditionally. Conditionally. And if you don't follow the conditions, they don't care about healthcare workers. They'll destroy you. They'll destroy your family. And they did. They destroyed these people's lives. Not fully, because God takes care of these people. And I'm sure many of them put their trust in God and God has taken care of them. But they're still deeply hurt. Because think about, they were on the front lines. Let's say it really was a scary pandemic. It wasn't. They faked that. But let's just say it is. And people don't know at the time. The healthcare workers don't know that. They didn't know at the time, so they're being brave, which is true. They're being exposed, and they're being told by the media a deadly virus that's going to kill them, which was not true. It's just you're going to get cold symptoms, but and it had a 99% survival rate. But they were being told by the media, oh my gosh, it's like the Black Plague, which the media knew they were lying. So the healthcare workers are being brave. They're on the front lines. They've been exposed, clearly. They've worked for months with COVID patients. Then they're told, you've got to get vaccinated. And they say, well, I already have natural immunity. Duh. Why do I need to get vaccinated? Well, stop using logic and reason. You got to show that you obey, because we really we don't really care about healthcare workers. We're trying to filter out people who think for themselves. And we only want people in society who will be slaves, who don't believe in freedom, and will do whatever we say. And one of the ways to find out who those people are, and it's not 100%. I'm sure there's people that got vaccinated that are not slaves. They just did it to save their job. And maybe in another area, they actually would stand up to this. But to the left, it's an indication, hey, when push comes to shove, threaten their job, they'll do anything you want. And the indication is you don't know what you're injecting yourself with an experimental vaccine. Will you put that in your body to obey and keep your job? What a horrible thing, a horrible choice people had to make. That's horrible. It's awful. It's sickening. All from the left and the globalists. It's really the left. The people on the right that are for it too, they're on the left too. They're just fakers. They're not even on the right. They're just fakers. So you push the mandate and then you fire the healthcare workers that you just months earlier were saying were the most wonderful people in the world. How big of a hypocrite can you be? But you need to hear that there's actual consequences. This is the thing that I really like about this, what I'm going to share with you right now, is the stories that they give. I'll try to give you as much as I can. The Hidden Healthcare Crisis, SOS. This comes from Canada. And it's an 18-minute little short film. I'm going to give you as much as I can. I can't give you the whole thing. But you need to see the real faces, the real people who they tried to destroy. And they haven't apologized. This is what sickens me. All these people that acted like they cared about healthcare workers on the left. If you care about healthcare workers, prove it. Instead of pretending during COVID when they were doing your will, prove that you actually care about healthcare workers and say, these healthcare workers were unjustly fired. They're the ones that should be hired, and people who've been vaccinated should be fired because they're way more likely to contract COVID-19 over and over and over again and make their patients sick. That's a proven fact. So why not fire all the people who are vaccinated? I don't really want healthcare workers who've been vaccinated to be fired. I'm just showing the lunacy of them. How I could never live with myself trying to get all these people fired, but they can. If you care about healthcare workers, why aren't you on their side demanding that they get their jobs back? Because they were the best of the best, clearly. And the ones who will give you the best treatment because they're not slaves to a system. And I would much rather be treated to someone who's a free thinker and not a slave to a system than to be treated by someone who's a slave. Wouldn't you? These are the brightest and the best that they got rid of. This is just in Canada, but this happened all over America as well. Look at the real faces and the real stories of these people.
My belief, what I believe in, I'm the master of my own ship. I make the decision. And the thing is, that's been so sad is people have lost the word to decide. They have an option, and that's been taken away from them. Basically, that's do unto others as you will do to you.
I was an X-ray tech for 28 years in Chilliwack. I went into radiography because my mom passed away from breast cancer when I was 15, and it was a passion of mine right from that window forward. Chilliwack Hospital gave me the opportunity to become a mammography technologist, which I did for 23 years. I loved my job. I felt like it was a calling. I felt like it was a place that I could help women through a journey that was so painful and scary that I could speak or pray into the need that they had. I was born.
Hold on. That woman is evil, according to the left, and deserved to be fired and her career destroyed and her family destroyed because she refused to get a vaccine. And the left has never apologized for this. I demand that all the people on the left that never said anything and was cool, they wouldn't speak out when people were getting fired, when their fellow coworkers were being forced to get injections, including themselves, and you didn't stand up for your coworkers, stand up now for the ones who you know got fired at your job. You owe it to them. Don't act like you care if you don't. I don't want to hear from the left ever again that they care about healthcare workers or anybody. Not a single person. No one's job, no one's career field, because you didn't stand up for them. You did not. I did at the time. I was demanding that no one should be fired. That, of course, this is communism. They didn't stand up. And now that it's been proven that these people were right, you just saw her story. You think she's evil? Are you glad? Are you snickering? Ha ha ha. Got you fired because you're a stinking free thinker who doesn't obey the left. Ha ha, you're not a communist, so I'm glad you're fired. I hope your family starves. Is that what your attitude is? Oh no, you're not that evil inside. You just are like, I just will pretend like it didn't happen. I'm at fault because I allowed it to happen. In fact, I actually cheered it on and said, these people are endangering our lives that aren't vaccinated. Oh my gosh, get them fired. Arrest them. Force them to be vaccinated. Put them in internment camps. I'm so scared. And out of your fear, you became evil, pure evil. But the problem is, now that you can look back, why aren't you repenting from it? Why aren't you saying you're sorry? Why aren't you demanding these people have their jobs back? They still don't have their jobs. They have suffered for righteousness. God will reward them because what they did was right. They were leading as examples, and they saved people's lives because the few that stood up that didn't get vaccinated, then that made a couple others stand up and not get vaccinated and lose their jobs as well. And you say, well, how is that righteous? Because they probably saved those people's lives. Or saved them from injury so that they don't have to live with an injury for the rest of their life. All right. It just angers me so much. The left, they don't care. They don't care. They held up signs during COVID when they were perpetuating a fake pandemic and giving all this credit to healthcare workers. And as soon as they don't become slaves to the left, they want to destroy their lives. These people make me sick. The people on the left, they make me sick. And the people on the right that are globalists as well. You make me sick. I vomit when I think about you because that's the way I think you are. Vomit. But you don't have to be. You can change and stand up and be the few that might say, I was wrong. We need to hire these people back. Or we owe them. We should at least give them severance pay for what we did to them. They should at least get that, right? Do you care enough to do that? Probably not. Here's more of the stories.
Born in a communist country in Russia. And even in Russia, I wanted to be a nurse. So I came here, went into nurses training, and I've been a nurse for 40 years. There is nothing else I would rather do.
I've been a registered nurse for 32 years. I've worked in emergency, medical, surgical, 15 years in pediatrics, and the last 15 was in the NICU. I mean, I can resuscitate a baby born at 26 weeks, and that's something that not everybody can do. I love being able to use the skills that I've been given to bring life into this world.
I work casual, so I picked up on every unit, which made me a very versatile nurse. I was able to go into community and surgical and all the like medical wards and stuff like that in Abbotsford Chilliwack Hospital.
I was a registered nurse for 31 years. My specialty was working with wound ostomy continence clients, which there are very few of us in the province of British Columbia.
I was a vascular surgeon at the Vancouver General Hospital for 32 years. My specialty deals only with blood vessels. In addition to that, I've been on faculty for the University of British Columbia Department of Surgery. I'm a full professor.
I'm originally from Poland. I came to Canada, to a democratic country where it stands for freedom of speech and a freedom of choice. I work in a long-term care for over 12 years.
I've been a nurse since 2005. 12 years of those have been with emergency nursing.
I'm a family physician, and I've been practicing for about 26 years. In addition to my family practice, I was also doing long-term care. I had the privilege of being a medical director at one of the facilities where I was, and it was just a real privilege to be able to work with that population.
When COVID hit, things were very different. We withdrew care. We gave barely enough care to keep people alive. There was panic, there was fear, the rules were changing, and they didn't make sense, but we were not allowed to question.
You know, when the pandemic hit, it was nobody knew what was going on, but I was a bit of a skeptic. Some of my skepticism probably relates to the fact that I'm a scientist who does research, and we're skeptical people. Because of that, I question why they thought they could produce a vaccine, which typically takes about 10 years to produce, within 6 months. And then I became quite alarmed, because in the process of developing a vaccine, typically what happens is that once you have a candidate product, you have to apply it in a preclinical situation, in other words, to animals, to try and simulate what may happen in human beings. When I discovered that, in fact, all of those preclinical studies were cut short, and you went straight to clinical studies, that's when I became quite alarmed that they're taking significant shortcuts.
I'm going to give you more. These are real people. I just want to emphasize, that's why I'm playing this, because we don't get to really hear their stories. Well, one of the things that people should have realized right at the beginning, like he was realizing, is what made me realize right away it was a scam, is that they said that they were going to come up with a vaccine to cure COVID-19, a coronavirus. And I said, well, wait a minute. Coronaviruses are colds and flus, but mostly colds. That's what a coronavirus is. In order to cure COVID-19, that means you have to have cured the common cold. Are they saying that they have the ability to cure the common cold? That's what they're saying now? And that's what I publicly stated on the radio. And I said, obviously, you all know who are listening to me on the radio. They haven't cured the common cold, so they're lying. The vaccine's a lie. We already know right from that. It's not going to do anything. It's a scam. Until they cure the common cold, they cannot cure COVID-19. That's a fact. So I knew right away. I didn't even need anything but that. But of course, then we got into all the other evidence of why they can't, including two immune systems, and you can't inject the blood for an airborne virus and all that stuff. Let me go back, though, because I'm going to talk too much. I want to get more in.
I went home, and I said to my husband that day, I think I'm going to choose to be fired because of what I'm seeing at the hospital. I had patients already that I had met that had inflamed lymph nodes. I could see them on their mammograms. I had patients that had gone into anaphylactic shock 4 days after their vaccinations. I had patients coming into emergency. They had heart damage from that and had to come in for chest x-rays. So already in September of 2021, we were seeing the side effects of this vaccination.
We had the same anxieties as fears as the public, except our job was to take care of the public. Having a faith, I knew God was always with me.
I was told that our staff had to get the injection, and when I got it, it didn't hurt going in, but immediately afterwards, I had pain in my arm. I had lost mobility in my left shoulder. I couldn't put my bra on, unclip it or clip it myself. I lost my fine motor skills in my hands. And then being on post-traumatic stress disorder, because that's how I had to take a time out. I never missed a day.
I just held back because I was very uncomfortable with the whole idea, knowing that, in fact, there was no long-term data whatsoever.
It has taken me 2 years to learn to forgive myself for taking that injection. I did not want to. And every question that I asked the nurse, things that we always do when we have checks with our patient,
how does this work? What does it do to your body? And being told it's just like any other vaccination you've had. You have to do what's right. It's a pandemic. And knowing you could lose your job because if you didn't get this, a young daughter had a mortgage. This was my career. This is what I did. I help people.
I got a...
I want to end it there. There's more. And we'll have a link so you can see the rest. To all the people that were in her situation. I'm pretty tough. Because I warned people from the very beginning. And anyone that watched my shows, you know, I begged you not to get the vaccine before it even came out. And I've been tough on the vaccine. But for anyone that was in her situation, do not blame yourself. And when I'm vicious at the people who did this to you, not you. I understand that situation that she was in. They fear-mongered you and left you with hardly any choice. And it's super scary to make the proper choice of not getting the vaccine and losing your job. So you rolled the dice, and hopefully most of you are okay that rolled the dice and took it to save your job. But I want you to understand, like her, if you're beating yourself up for doing that, they lied to your face. They lied and said it was safe and effective. They lied right to your face. You did ask questions and they lied. It's them who did it to you. Do not be angry with yourself. Take that anger and direct it at Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, Dr. Fauci, the CDC, the NIH, and your government. All of them lied to you knowing they were lying to you. They all knew they were lying. And of course, Pfizer and Moderna. Direct your anger at the people who did this to you. And don't get angry at me because I'm tough on people and I'm tough on the vaccine and stuff. I had to be to try to get people, and then I still to try to get people not to get boosters. I have to be that way, but don't direct your anger at me. Direct your anger at the people who did this to you, the liars, who wanted to depopulate the earth. And they rolled the dice and they think they don't feel guilty because some of you are okay. Many of you have injuries like her. She's not dead, but she lost her job, clearly, due to her severe vaccine injuries. Direct your anger at them. Pray that God gives you justice. Let God give you justice because you deserve justice. I can't give it to you. And the government sure as heck ain't going to give it to you. And they're going to get away with it unless God does something. So pray that God gives you justice and takes care of you going forward for the wrongs that they have done to you. And he will. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya!
Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.